Circus by Alistair MacLean. If you were a genuine army colonel, Pilgrim said, instead of one of those most bogus and unconvincing frauds I've ever seen, you'd rate 3 stars for this. Excellently done, my dear Fawcett. Excellently done. Pilgrim was the great-grandson of an English peer of the realm, and it showed, both in dress and in speech. He was slightly foppish and distinctly Edwardian. Subconsciously, almost one looked for the missing monocle. The old Etonian tie, his exquisitely cut suits came from Savile Row, his shirts from Turnbull and Asher, and his pair of matched shotguns, which at $4,000 he regarded as cheap at the price, came inevitably from Purdy's of the West End. The shoes, regrettably, were handmade in Rome. To have him auditioned for the screen part of Sherlock Holmes would have been superfluous. Fawcett did not react to the criticism, the praise, or the understated sartorial splendour. His facial muscles seldom reacted to anything, which may have been due to the fact that his unlined face was so plump, it was almost moon-shaped. His bucolic expression verged upon the bemused. Large numbers of people languishing behind federal bars had been heard to testify, frequently and with understandable bitterness, that the impression Fawcett conveyed was deceptive to the point of downright immorality.